Good afternoon, I'm Peter Holland with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Australia Day ceremonies were held right throughout the Upper Hunter yesterday in the three LGA council zones to recognise members of the community who have served the region well and to award them with the Citizen of the Year for each area. In Singleton, the award went to Warren Taggart, who is well regarded for his work to preserve and share the rich history and culture of the Wanneroo people. In Muswellbrook, the award was received by Brian Collard, who is one of the founding members of the Red Door Kitchen, while for the Upper Hunter Shire, the overall Citizen of the Year award went to John Brooks, who is currently chairperson for the Scone Legacy Group. Brian Collard, the recipient of the Muswellbrook Award, says it's better to give than receive.
I said yesterday that it's far greater to give than receive, and I firmly believe that each of us within the community can contribute more to the welfare of our community.
New South Wales Health has released the COVID-19 figures for the last reporting period of up to 8 p.m. last night. Across the state, there were 17,326 new COVID cases. Here in the Hunter New England Health District, there were 2,048 new cases. The numbers broke down to 958 rapid positive tests and 1,090 from PCR testing. Tragically, across New South Wales, 29 people have died from the disease. Of the 29 people who died, 2 were aged in their 60s, 8 people aged in their 70s, 13 aged in their 80s, and 6 were aged in their 90s. Older age is a significant risk factor for serious illness and death of COVID-19, particularly when combined with significant underlying health conditions. 2 of the deaths were from the Hunter New England Health District and were from Lake Macquarie. A hay shed that caught alight early this morning has kept RFS fire crews from Metanglassing, Mangoola, Cayuga and Wybong busy all day. The fire, which crews were called to, began around 4:30 this morning and since has been contained to the shed and brought under control. Large hail bales had to be removed from the shed by the firefighters so they could get to the scene of the fire to fully extinguish it. While firefighting operations continue, smoke may be seen from surrounding areas, including in town in Muswellbrook, for the following 12 to 24 hours. Local school leavers are being encouraged to explore their vocational education options at TAFE New South Wales during information sessions underway through until the end of February. Member for Upper Hunter Dave Lazell has said that students having received their HSC results, now is the best time for them to attend a TAFE New South Wales information session. Local students can learn all about what's on offer at TAFE New South Wales through virtual and on-site information. To register for the information sessions, people need to visit tafenewsouthwales.edu.au/information-sessions. Taking a look at sport, Brady Parker, former local footy player, was back home at Olympic Park today as an announcement was made for further funding for the facility, which is to undergo some change room upgrades, a grandstand upgrade and more. Now resurfacing may see it get some bigger games of sport brought to the region, which will also help with tourists. Brady said, with the growth of female sport and giving the girls the chance of playing on an amazing field like this is just unreal.
The game's just continuing to grow, especially in the women's space. I've noticed how many young girls are getting involved, especially within our community here. So to hear about the funding announcement on fields that I've grown up playing on, to give young girls the opportunity to play on amazing fields is just unreal.
I'm Peter Holland. You're now right up to date with all your local news and sport.